Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad. And tonight we present the Queen's Court. Yay for the Queen's Court.
Yay!
We got an interesting guest for you tonight, so sit back and get ready for that. But, of course, without further ado, our prayer from Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven. Holy will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God, our God, almighty God, we come to you humble as we know how this evening, God, to tell you thank you, Father God, for meeting us right here at the appointed time, Father God. We thank you, God, for the first Friday in this month of March, God. One, God, you reign, Father God, and you reign in today, God. And we give you the glory, we give you the praise, Father God. We thank you for the Queen's Court tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify your name. We repent, God, of those things we may have said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease you, of those things, Lord, that we did not do that we should have done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we tell you, thank you, God, for hearing our humble cry, Lord, and washing us thoroughly from our iniquity and creating in us a clean heart and renewing that right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for our family, friends, loved ones, our children. We thank you for the new birth, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you just being God all by yourself, God. Rest, rule, and abide in God. We glorify you and magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, God, for Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God. And we thank you for all of the syndicate programs, God, that come out of Mr. Six Eyes Radio Network. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for our Mondays, our Tuesdays, our Wednesdays, our Thursdays, our Fridays, our Saturdays, and our Sundays, and our Mondays. Father God, we thank you for that, God. A full week, God, in the name of Jesus, are given back to you, God, where you have deposited, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, how you, Father God, equip every mouthpiece, God, in the name of Jesus, how you have given us ears to hear, Father God, what the Spirit is saying unto the church, God, and how you give back, Father God, to those that are less fortunate, God, those that are hungry and naked and thirsty after you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For nor the help that we know, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, Father God. We thank you for the nonprofit organization, Father God, that rings out of this radio network, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the CEO, Lord, and thank you for each and everyone that are in place, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God, like no other can, God. We thank you, God, for feeding those, God, that are hunger, naked and thirsty after you, God. Those that are sick and shedding, those that are going through bereavement, God, those that are going through losses, loved ones, those that's going through mental, psychologically, emotionally, God, Father God, and financial needs, God, we know that you meet every need according to thy will, God, that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And God, you gave us that promise, God, that when you took two fishes and five loaves of bread, God, that you fed 5,000 and more, God, to be given, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for you just being God all by yourself, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Use us for your glory, God, that you get the glory out of every story, God. And, Lord, as we in Queen's Court tonight, God, bless the speaker, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Motivate thee, God, even the more, God. Equip even the most, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. But most of all, God, Lord, help us, God, to be humble and how to be obedient, Father God, how to keep your commandment, God, and how to abide by your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we thank you for being the head and not the tail, God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God. Thank you for making us believers, God, and not doubters, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And thank you, God, for giving even as Philippians 4 and 13, we can do all things through you that strengthens us, God. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. Bless our families, our children, children, children. Bless those getting ready to graduate, those getting ready to go to college, God. Bless those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that standing in the need of you, God, to just hold their hands, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for the footprint in the sand, God, knowing that you carry us, God, when we could not carry ourselves, God. You are the one that carries us. You're the one that sacrificed and gave your only begotten Son that we may have a right to the tree of life, God, and we thank you for that today. We thank you, Father God, for keeping our grandbabies and our great-great-grandbabies, God. We thank you, Father God, for being food from the hungry and water when we're thirsty, Father God. But most of all, God, we thank you for equipping us with a sound mind, God, writing on the table of our heart that we might not sin against you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. Bless this evening tonight, Father God, with an overflow pressed down, shaken together till thy cup is running over, God. Fill us up, Father God. The songwriter says, fill us up, God. Fill us up. And God, we'll be so honored, God, to glorify and to magnify your name. And we call this thing already done, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Always a blessing. Always a blessing. Sit back and relax, guys. I tell you,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be something tonight.
Hey. Keep calling. Yes, God.
I ain't see what time it is. I ain't talked to my baby all day. I'm missing my sweetheart. Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
Call my queen.
Call my queen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, handsome. How are you?
I'm all right. What you doing?
See, I told you, every time I'm thinking about you, you always manage to call.
Oh, that's crazy, because I was over here thinking about you. It's just something like in my spirit, like, let me call my baby and see what she up to. What you doing?
I was sitting here writing a poem about you.
What?
Yes, it's always so easy to do that.
You,
so
and, you and your poems, huh?
Your poems.
You gonna let me hear
it?
I'm glad you read my mind. Absolutely. Would love to hear it.
Of course. Well, the name of this one is called What God Has For Me. I have loved and lost and loved again. I know God has a true love just for me. Now when I receive it, I don't know when. I think about this man who has really grown in my heart. And although we've known each other for a while, I never thought these kind of feelings would ever start. I often hear his wisdom and his thoughts that are so deep. I pray that God watch over him each moment as he sleeps. I can't say I've never felt this way before, but the difference is now that God is in control, and he's provided me with so much more. He caresses my imperfections, and he massages my flaws. He is always so given to me, and sometimes it's just because. When his ride in life took a different path, and it really felt at peace, some of the hurtful things I've kept in my heart, I could not release. I won't ever try to label this union that's built upon our faith. But find out what God has in store for us, guess we just have to wait. The way he makes me laugh and the kind words he has to say, something comes over me and makes me weak when I hear his ringtone every day. I do know that I am his queen, and that's a proven fact. And he will always be my king just because of the way he acts. Thank you, sir.
That was beautiful. No, thank you.
You make it so easy.
Yeah, so you make it so easy for me to want to swell up and cry. You know, grown men are supposed to cry, but we know they do. But don't tell nobody.
It's okay.
It's all a little secret.
I think America's already heard you cry already before.
You know what? Yeah, now that you say that, well,
yeah.
only if they were really listening. Only if they were really listening. But, you know, if they didn't catch it, we're not going to tell them what episode. We're not going to tell them where to go back and all
that.
We're
not going to tell them.
We're not going to do all that.
No, we're not going to tell them. Speaking of which, don't we have a show to get to?
Oh, yeah, I guess we do, don't we?
I mean, I could stand here all night and tell you how I feel, but
no.
I think we better
get
over this.
I don't want to make nobody mad, Lord knows. 6'6 might give us all pink slips or something like that.
He might get us.
All right. But just thank you for being you. God bless you, baby. I love
your
articulation. I love the way you make those words, you know, what they are. True. So thank you for being
here. See, stuff
baby.
Like that makes it so easy for me. God almighty.
All right, well, we better get to work, huh?
Yeah, I guess we better.
All right. Squad.
And the Queen's Court.
You better tell him he on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Yes.
Good evening, and welcome to a very special episode of the Queen's Court. And, of course, AJ and the Squad here on the 6 Hours Radio, One of Those Days by Whitney Houston. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening. Let me untake some of these mics off of here. Let's see what we got.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Queen's Court. And, of course, you're also here with AJ and the Squad. Six Eyes Radio Network.
336. Thank you for a beautiful opening, sir. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Anything I can do to help.
Absolutely beautiful.
And remember, the phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Please call, and remember, if you would like to be heard, press that 1, and Queen will take you off mute, and you will join the party.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, and hello. All mics are open, so. We are so glad you are here. We hope you have had it. Hey, go ahead.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Checking out the Queen's Court.
Six hello there, seven, Boss Ben. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? How are you?
Doing all right.
Doing
good, doing good.
Right. Float. Float.
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm
beautiful
all right.
Thing. All right. What up, babe?
What's going on with the Sargadini? For y'all who are unaware, that is Mr. Six. That is the boss of the 6 Hours Radio Network. I'm so glad you could join us tonight, sir.
Yes, sir. I am here. Here. God bless it.
As I say, when the boss man comes check you out, you know you got to be doing the right thing. So we appreciate you, sir. Definitely appreciate you being there.
Appreciate you.
Well, as always, we will start with our mentors. I will make sure everybody's mic is open and wants their mic to be open. Okay. And we'll
hello.
Definitely start with our mentors. Hello. Hi.
Hey. Just want to say howdy. sitting out in my little carpenter shop here and saying howdy, howdy. And it's a little poem about a blind carpenter. You know, he says, I see, says the blind man, as he pulled out his hammer and he saw it off his head and hammered it back on.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wolfgang.
Okay. Did we say y'all was in store for a crazy show tonight?
I think Mr. Wolfgang's mental is A-OK.
Hey, I think he's
you
doing
believe
all right.
It, number 10.
That's also one of the family members of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So thank you, sir, for being in attendance. We definitely
absolutely
appreciate you as well. So we would like to check everybody's mental, make sure everybody's been okay, everybody's doing okay. As always, our ladies are first, our queens, and I'm good. You guys, I done got me some rest. I am good. I feel good. But I'm a little sad because my grandson is not here. So for the first time, he is away from me and his mother. So I kind of cried a little bit earlier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know I cried a little bit.
Bro,
but I know
up.
It's needed. I know, I'm a big girl. Now I just cried a little bit. But one of her friends wanted to come and take him for the night and give her a break. So this is the first time he's away from me and his mother. But I know he's taken care of. So I'm good. I'm good. I'm here with you guys.
That's
and
good.
The AJ and the squad, especially AJ. Oh, my God.
Squad.
So I'm good. I'm glad to be here with all of you, and I hope we have a wonderful. Let me change that. I know we're going to have a wonderful night tonight. So thank you for coming by. Go right ahead.
Hello, hello,
right
out there.
Hi,
good evening, good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing? How everybody doing out there tonight? This is Miss Pride and Joy, and my mental is good. I want to say that my mental is good. It's not great like usually, but it's good. It's good.
Hey, that's
so we
good.
Give God all the glory and thank him for that.
That's
been
right.
Good. I'm good over
that's
here.
Right.
So all good, okay?
That's right.
Don't
that's
all
right.
Good over there. Okay.
All good.
All good. A-G, A-G, as he used to say. I'm A-G, baby.
All good. Any more queens in the house? Any more queens in the house?
Good afternoon, each and everyone. This is Evangelist Clayton.
Hey, hey.
A woman of purpose, proper rain, ain't got nothing but love for you up in here. Don't you dare make me act a fool up in here. It's Queen's Court tonight.
That's right.
And
right.
I tell you, my mentor is super.
Ladies.
It's super. It's extraordinary. It's beautiful, and I'm just grateful to be here with you all, Taylor. Out of Tallahassee, Florida tonight. The temperature is 85 degrees here in Tallahassee. Sending you all some sunshine and your
must
way.
Be nice.
Amen. To God be the glory.
That
we have still in the cold state. Amen. We're going to send you some of this heat that we got here in the Florida area, waving at you, sunny side up. Ain't got nothing but love for you. Amen. You sit back and you relax. Amen. Get your coffee, get your ice cream and cake, whatever you got to get tonight. Amen. Because it's the latest night tonight. It's
right.
Queen's Court tonight.
Right.
Amen. And you are in for a super show tonight. Now, you run and tell this, and you run and tell that, and you run and tell everybody else something else that you done added to it or tuck away from. And when it get where it gone, it's all twisted. So when you run and tell this tonight, you tell the truth, because guess what? It's an archive tonight, so you can't say what it didn't say and what it did say.
Okay.
If you tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
That's
I am wonderful tonight. Sit back and relax and have a good time tonight. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
You.
414, your mic is open. I'm sorry, 415, I'm sorry. Not ready. It's okay.
Remember, press 1 if you would like to be heard. If you do not press the 1, you will remain on mute.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Evangelist Clayton.
Praise the Lord.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. I'm so glad
That's
to be
right.
here. This is Nicole.
Okay.
Calling out of
hey.
California.
How you doing?
So
Nicole.
Glad
hey.
To make it to the Queen's Court tonight. Saying yes. hello and love to all queens. And all kings as well. Amen, amen. I know
amen.
Everybody
amen.
Supports the Queen's Court. What you talking about?
That's right.
So
that's
we are
it.
All brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord.
That's right. That's
so
right.
This is my now keeping my word to show up here for the Queen's
okay.
Court, because back
that's
I
right.
think in
right.
October when
yes.
When the show launched, I was invited to be here, but I had
mm-hmm.
not made it. But here I am in February. I apologize for my tardiness. It's kind of hard
right.
to get
you're
here on a Friday night, but I love
yes.
you all the same.
I'm glad you could
you're
join
here.
Us. Thank
glad
you for
you
coming.
Too.
Thank you.
You are most welcome.
And that is Miss Nicole. She's on Saturday night from 11:30
right.
to 1:30. Give you all
that's
the
right.
news and information you need. So come check her out. Come check her out.
That's right. Kicking it with 6 every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm. Along with her and our very own Miss Pride and Joy.
That's right.
Amen.
So we got something for everybody on 6 Hours Radio Network.
I promise you we do.
We got some chicken soup for the soul.
Right.
We got something for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
We ain't playing no game.
It's AG. It's AG.
All good, baby.
All right. Any more queens out there? Any more queens? Okay. Well, as always, we'll move over to our kings.
Do we have any kings?
All right. Kick back here. Mental is great.
Amen.
Oh, we got some hands in there. Hey. We got some hands in there. Let's see. Let's check out this 850. 850, your mic is open. It's okay. We know you're here. We thank you for being here.
Amen. Welcome. Amen.
803, your mic is open. How about it?
Hi, y'all out there doing? Did you hear me dancing? Kind of like you over here in South Carolina. And my music is doing pretty good. I know y'all probably out there looking for my little boy here over there. I cried, damn it. He's this little flirtation. She's just like that there. Hey, AJ, what's going on there, buddy? How y'all doing? Rest of y'all feeling out there, Pride and Joey? See, you looking good. Stuff over there like that. That's your wonderful prayer, baby, baby, queen. Eating and all that peeping stuff. Like, oh, I forgot the queen in my bag. But I might be doing pretty good, you know. Out there spiting these old mosquitoes and stuff like here and stuff like that. Got my pop going. I'm going to sit back and relax and stuff like that. Yep, that's what I'm going to be doing.
All right. Well, you want some mosquitoes, so that can be kind of dangerous.
Right.
They got that popcorn out there waiting.
Okay.
I wish they might see my popcorn.
Right on over there to you.
Right.
Lord.
All right. Well, 440, your mic is open. How about it?
Y'all know I'm slow.
Yeah, you never know on a 6 hours radio network what you just might tune into. You never know.
You never know.
I'm telling my
boy. Would you like to introduce the other side of you, sir?
So how y'all doing? It's two-piece. I'm calling out of South Carolina. So I just didn't want to stay asleep. I told him to go to bed, but I'm doing good. Met some interesting people. Going to be taking a trip in September.
Okay.
Like I say, going to Accra, Ghana. I got a cousin that's over there now, about to get married in September. We're going to Georgetown, Gambia, to meet a nice little lady I've been talking with over there.
Okay.
See how things go. So other than that, everything's going good. Just brushing up on my taco. That's the language that they speak in Ghana. In Ghana is what they speak in Gambia. Got to brush up on some things. That's, you know, my family is originally out of Kenya. So that's my mother's side of the family from Kenya area. So it's going to be wonderful if I can get back in touch, especially with it being Black History. And got some other kind of things. I'm going to try to get one fella. His name is Ahmed that I've been talking to try and get him to come on to one of these shows. Just got to work out a couple other things and I'll get him on. Yeah.
We appreciate that, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Keep us in touch with them. Let's know how that goes for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Amen.
Any more kings?
We have any more kings. Any more kings. Well, I guess that leaves me then. I was hoping Mr. Godfather would join us tonight. Mr. Godfather is on vacation right now, enjoying himself at the NFB convention. So we want to wish him well and wish him a good time. And know that 6 Hours Radio Network, Queens Court, and Adrian Squad is with him. As we know, he takes us with him everywhere he goes as well. Absolutely. Once again, I am AJ calling out of the great state of Ohio. My mental is great. My mental is beautiful. Hey, baby. I'm good. Like I said, I have nothing to complain about. Like I said, I'm waiting on tonight. I know it's going to be a great night. I can't wait for our mystery guest speaker. Can't wait. but yes, I am good. My mental is good. Mostly mentally, I am sound, so and with that, I am complete. Thank you.
Praise God. He's so busy,
absolutely,
y'all. He's one of those type of people that is determined to produce something every day. And if he doesn't get it produced, he gets discombobulated, but he is determined to get something done every day. And I just love the ingenuity about himself. I love it. So,
thank you, Beverly.
Keep up the good work, sir. Keep up the good
absolutely
work.
Absolutely. I sure shall. Do we have any more kings with us this evening? Anybody else who did not get a chance, remember, if you are on mute, please press your 1. And Queen will take you off the mute button. Go ahead, right. Go ahead, right there.
It's Jen. Just Jen. What's up?
Hi.
Well, thank you. Hey.
What's up?
How you doing this evening?
I'm good.
That's what's up. We're glad you could
good,
be with us.
Good. Yeah. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
I
tell you.
Hey,
Friday night on the Radio Network. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, well, listen, I was told it was going to be a very big event. So we do have security right outside the door. So
right there.
We have it here right outside.
Strong security, so, you know, hey.
We have a two-drink minimum. What y'all doing in the back of the club? Is it business? Please don't tell us.
Because I'm about to serve some strong drinks. You can't drink but
I think I need a Long Island right now. Make mine a double.
Right. I'm going to stay in my lane, too, with Long Island. Okay. I can't drink that hot stuff.
I love coming to work.
Just give me a Sprite.
Never have, never will.
Give me a Sprite. I'm all right.
I know that's right.
Right.
Let me take my Sprite
yes,
and I'm okay.
Yes, give me a Dr. Pepper strawberry cream. I'm
all
right.
All of y'all.
He said, no,
it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course. Yes,
I put it in the atmosphere.
Right. You did. You did put it in the atmosphere. Yes, you
right.
did.
It's in the atmosphere. It's out there.
In the atmosphere.
Okay.
All right, before we move on to that,
yeah, we're going to go move on because someone is doing something for me, and I'm actually interrupting their movie right now. So, we're going to move on to our introduction of our speaker. Some of you may know who the speaker is. Some of you may not. So in order for you to know, I'm going to have this person introduce the speaker. Then after the speaker, we'll hear a song, and then we'll hear the speaker. But this is the surprise right here. Wait a minute. Well, let me find it again. Oh. Okay. There it is. Hey, baby. Go ahead.
Good morning, even though it is 9:30 p.m. It is always morning wherever I'm at. My name is Amari, and I am the daughter of the queen. You can just call me the princess, either or, fine by me. I am 22 years
hey,
old,
baby.
And I am an aspiring basketball athlete. You will catch me on your local CNN, WNNN, whichever N comes next, all of those N's. You will catch me there soon.
Oh, okay.
That's right, baby. Claim it.
My dreams are slowly cooking.
I know that's right.
I couldn't be any prouder to have this woman as my mother. So without further ado, after this next election, you will hear from this amazing woman I call Mom, the Queen.
Oh, baby.
Oh.
Thank you, baby. Go back and finish your movie. Thank you.
Sal, you're welcome. I love you. That was beautiful.
Love you too, baby.
The shooter baby.
That's my baby, honey. That's my baby right there.
You're listening to a special episode of the Queen's Court. And, of course, AJ and the squad here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I lay me down. Heaven, hear me now. Lost without a cause. After giving it my all. Winter storms have come. And darkened by sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door.
Thank you for that, sir. And hello again, everybody. If you might have noticed, you might have heard yourself being put on mute. That's just something we do for the speaker to have their courtesy and their respect. I promise you'll be able to hear everything that's been said, and you will have a chance for question and answers real soon, trust me. So, without further ado, now I know how you guys feel being on this side of the spectrum. That's kind of odd, kind of strange. But I am known as the Queen from Asheville, North Carolina. We're going to put it out there. My name is Pearly Hampton. There you go. Now you know. Now you know who I am. I'm born and raised right here in Asheville. I have been here all my days of living. I did leave one time for a very short period of time, chasing love, and that didn't work out too well. So I brought my little self right on back home, me and my daughter. My mother was an exceptional woman. Her and my father were married for over 40 years before she passed, and they showed me what true love was about. We didn't have a lot growing up, but we had what we needed growing up. You know, he came home to a clean house, cooked meals, clean clothes. She wasn't able to work, but he would come home and give her the money, and she'd give him some out of it, and he never questioned it. He just made sure the bills were paid, and that's what I want one day, and I know God's got that for me. With my mother, I have two brothers. One's older, one's younger, although the younger one thinks he's my daddy. Yeah, he does, but he's a great guy. He's kind of a little eccentric. He's a hustler, but I love him to death. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him. My older brother is probably more like me. We're a little more settled, a little more stable. We're big crybabies, and we got that from my mother. But it's okay. My dad, my biological father. So growing up, I used to worry about who would walk me down the aisle when I got married, because I had three daddies. I had a daddy who actually made me. I had the daddy who fertilized me, and then I had the daddy who actually watched me grow up. So I used to always think, well, when I get married, who's going to walk me down the aisle? Well, that's just something God wanted me to worry about, because all three of them are gone now, so I wouldn't have that to worry about. But, you know, they even knowing who they were, my stepdad, he actually played the biggest role in my life. I have several brothers and sisters from the other two, and we know each other. We all love each other. We've acknowledged that we're brothers and sisters. But that didn't give us the thrill to say, okay, let's go hang out, let's go. We just know we're brothers and sisters. One of my brothers was on here a little while ago, and he just got an award from the governor of North Carolina. He's doing great. So, yeah, I'm proud of all of them. I'm proud to say they are all of my brothers and sisters. So, yeah, we played out in the yard a lot. We didn't have to worry about nobody hurting nobody. We got to play rolling ball and kickball, and on Christmas everybody was outside riding around on something, whether you got a bike, a skateboard, some skates, a scooter, whatever you got, you was outside riding. But we know it don't like that now, though. We go outside now, Christmas is just as quiet. You can't even tell it's Christmas. Things have changed, so have we. But Christmas was fun. I grew up in public housing. But my mom always taught me that doesn't defy who I am. My mother always taught me to learn something new every day. She always taught me to be different. And those are things I put into my child. Be different. Don't let somebody say, oh, well, you live such and such a place, so you must be such and such. No. Where you live does not defy who you are or where you can go or the opportunities that you can get for yourself. So I teach my daughter to be strong and keep moving forward. Move forward enough to get out of where you are. Don't be stagnant. And look for more, work for more, want more. And y'all heard what she said. She's going to make the WNBA one day. So y'all keep that posted. Remember that day she told y'all that. But I had a good childhood. I enjoyed being in public housing because between my mama staying in one and my grandmother staying in one, and my grandmama was the candy lady, and we used to go get her candy, and I ain't going to say steal. We just borrowed it, and she didn't know it. We ain't going to say we stole it from her. But she had candy. We kids. You don't put candy around kids and think they're not going to get it. And she had ices and she had chips. And we didn't call them ices. We called them lily dillies. Lily dillies. And if you grew up in a certain project in the city, you knew what a lily dilly was. It wasn't your basic icing. It was a lily dilly. And it was so good. And unfortunately, that lady has passed and moved on. But she left us knowing about her lily dillies, though. But I really, really had an awesome childhood. Like I say, we didn't have the extras. Sometimes my mama, she never really told me no. She would always say, not right now, or maybe the next time. She didn't like telling me no. And I knew we couldn't afford all the extra stuff from time to time, but I was so happy. And all the kids came to our house. And in the mornings, everybody was at our house waiting on the school bus. And my mom was cooking. And this, I used to always say, can't y'all go home sometime? I want my own mama. But that's who she was. She was the person in the neighborhood that everybody came to, the person everybody loved. And when we moved out of that complex, she had me write down every child's name that lived in that complex. And she made sure that every child in that complex got something for Christmas that year, whether it was a $1 doll, a $2 car, a slinky, a bolo bat, whatever it was. My mom made sure every child got something that year for Christmas. So when we moved out, everybody came and helped us move. We had a big old party. Everybody just loved who she was. And I know for a fact that I was blessed to have that woman in my life to call mom. And when we talk about our moms that has moved on, and we all got our stories, and we all know our moms was the best. And my mom was just... She was it. She was it for me. If you knew her, you knew what I'm talking about. If she met you, she loved you. If she came to your house and she asked you for something to eat, you better not say no. But you wasn't going to say no anyway because you already smelled the food. You already knew it was good. You could see me and I had a little size on me, so you know I was eating good. So you ain't going to say no. But everybody loved her. She was the woman that sat in the window and watched all the kids play. You know, the streetlights that came on, so you better get in the house. But she was the person that sat outside. So when you go in the house and your mama know you made it in the house, all they ask next is May Francis in the window? Yeah, well, y'all can go back out there, because as long as she was in the window, you could stay outside and play. But once she got ready to go in the window, she made sure everybody went back home until she got through, and then she went on back in the house. But she was just that mom. She gave me her spirit. She gave me her strength. She gave me her determination. And I just watched the way she did things, the way she moved, the way people gravitated to her. And people tell me as I get older, you look more and more like your mama. You act more and more like your mama. And I know that's where my old spirit comes from. And I like that. I don't have a problem with that. So, Mom, I love you. I miss you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for what you've instilled in me. And I hope I can be as half the mother to Mari as you have been to us. So, that was my mom. My dad was cool. My dad was the one that didn't want to think he was an older man. Yeah, he had the yellow car with the lights in it. And we used to tell him to let us out the street, way down the street. Don't let us out there in the front, down the street. Because now the music is dancing, the lights is beat, but all you hear is the thumping. You don't hear the words. He'd go out and get dressed, and he'd have his pants pulled all the way up with his sweater tucked down his pants. And he'd have on his shorts with his white socks up and his church shoes. But that man could dance. That man could dance his tail off. And I used to go out with them, and we'd dance all night long. And he was just different, but he was who he was. He was true to himself. And that, again, the lesson I learned was be true to yourself. The lesson I got from him was how to treat a woman, how you should be treated, how a man is supposed to love you. So I always tell myself, if you can't love me like I watched my dad love my mother, we don't have anything to talk about. He worked all the time for her. He took care of us. On Saturday, they was gone all day, and Sunday, they was in church all day. That's just what it was. That was their connection. So I know how a man is supposed to treat me. I know what I'm worth, and I know how I'm supposed to feel. Now, is everything going to be right all the time? Absolutely not. But I know what I'm supposed to be able to get. I know what God has for me. And that's coming. And I know when it's for me, it's for me. So to my dad, thank you so much for showing me how a man's supposed to treat a woman and how I'm supposed to be treated. So I thank you for that. So moving forward, I loved school. I was a big geek in school. I didn't have those classes to where I was the only person of my color in my classes, but there were some of them where there wasn't but one or two. I went to pretty much a predominantly black high school. It was the only one in the center of town. There's some around town. But if you lived in the center town, you went to that particular high school. And at that time, it was mostly black. Loved my teachers. Loved my school. Only thing I didn't like was PE because I didn't like doing gymnastics because I could never get over the big black box. And every time I ran and jumped on the thing, instead of going over the box, I went into the box. So I kept finally telling them, I don't want to do gymnastics anymore. I didn't mind the bar. I didn't mean the floor exercise. I just couldn't get over the big black box. So that next year, I didn't take PE. I took ROTC. And I loved it. We went to competitions. We had the drill team. We had the PFT teams. I loved ROTC. And I didn't have to jump over a big black box. So I liked it. And I made a good grade in it. And I moved on. But now, was I going to go into service? Mm-mm. I wasn't going into service. I just wanted to elect if I can graduate. So in graduating, I went off to school right after graduation. But I didn't get to stay long because my mom got sick. We had my younger brother. And also we had one of my cousins that we were raising because she had some stuff going on in her family. So it was one of those situations where, you know, you come home for a year and then you can go back. Well, my year took about 40 years later. But again, it's okay because it's never too late. And I'm back in school now. I'm doing great. I love doing it. I feel like I'm a straight-A student right now. And I love it. So it's never too late. So you guys is out there thinking about wanting to go back to school, higher education, continuing education, higher learning. It's never too late. I'm almost 56 years old. I will be 58 when I graduate. Me and my daughter fight and see who's going to graduate first. But it's never too late. And as long as God continue to give you sound mind, sound thoughts, sound intelligence and wisdom, go ahead and go. Don't let anybody tell you can't go. Don't worry about the loans. Don't worry about how much it's going to cost. Just do it. If that's what God has for you, again, do it. Do not deprive yourself of moving further. So right now I'm in school. I'm loving it. I thank my people who helped me with school. I love the fact that AJ pushes me to make sure I get things done. I mean, he really does push me to make sure I get things done, too. That ain't no lie. And I thank him for that. I really thank you for that. So with that being said, we're going to move on. I can't really say there's a lot of – I've not been through a lot of tragedies in my life, thank God. I have experienced a lot of deaths in my life. The first big death we had was my grandmother, my mother's mother. And we hadn't really had anybody pass in our family until my grandmother. And she was that soul food grandmama. And, of course, we tried things after she left. And, again, things just wasn't the same anymore. We kept trying to have the cookouts and the family gatherings and meeting at her place. But it just doesn't feel the same. So once she passed, shortly after that, my aunt died. Now, when people say somebody was scared to death, my aunt was literally scared to death. So her and one of my other aunties was living in the same apartment building, and she was in the window looking at the rain. So the rain struck a tree, and it hit the car, and it scared her so bad she passed out. So they got her too, but only for a few minutes, and she passed out again, and she actually died. She actually, her heart was shocked so bad, she was literally scared to death. Then my mom died. Now that was a big one. My mom had quite a few health issues. She had an open heart surgery in July of 98, and they didn't think she was going to make it through that because she was really weak. But she made it through that. She got up. She did this. She did that like it was nothing. They thought she was a miracle child. But then going on past August and September, I would always go check on her before I went to school every morning, or go to work every morning. And that particular morning, she was in her bed. And I said, well, she didn't tell me she had a doctor's appointment this morning. But, okay, she's fine. So I went back in the room later on for something, and I went to the other side of the bed, and she was laying over on the other side of the bed in the floor. Well, my daughter's father was there with us also, and I called him to come help me turn her over, and he couldn't. He couldn't move her. Now, just keep in mind, this guy is 6'4", and was like 300 pounds. He could not move my mother. He could not turn her over because her body had been so dead, he could not move her. So we called the police, we called the ambulance, called 911. Of course, they came in, they tried to work on her. Their obligation to tell me is, we're still working. They can't tell me right then and there that she's deceased, but I know that already because the stuff is in my hand. We can't move her. I don't know how long she had been over there. So my family struggles with her being gone because she was really a big part of my family. But I know my brothers lost her. My family lost her. My aunties lost her. My uncles lost her. But seeing her body laying there is a vision I probably would never get out of my head. And no matter how much I talk about it now and how much I've been able to deal with it, sometimes that really, really bothers me. And it's not just losing a person that you love. Sometimes how they die has a lot to do with your grief. Sometimes how they die has a lot to do with how you deal with it. And I know she died of natural causes or for health reasons, but it's me finding her and that image that I'm going to always see for the rest of my life. But it's okay. It's okay. I know she's great. She's good. She's looking down on us, and she's smiling on us, and she's living a life that she was supposed to live, and she's happy, and she's dancing around heaven with her mom and her sisters and her brothers. And it's okay. It's okay. So we moved out of that apartment. Well, we were going to stay in that apartment, my stepdad and I. And we had a conversation about us being able to stay together. Wasn't a problem. Well, my daughter's father and myself was in my room one night. We was talking about something. And he came up to me and he said, man, you got some adult entertainment because I'm having company tonight. I said, did he not see me standing here? And so her dad said, what? He said, I'm having company tonight. You got some adult entertainment. Don't you see me standing here? I don't even care what you're doing, but you're not getting ready to do it in this house, and you damn sure not getting ready to do me standing here. So at that point, I told him, I said, look, I can't stay here. We're going to have to move. I don't know where we're going to move, but we're going to go somewhere. So him and I moved out a couple of weeks later. You got the apartment, it's yours. It's all yours, do your thing. I know he needs to move on, and I know he needs to, you know, have his own grief process, but you're not gonna do this while I'm sitting here. So we didn't talk for a while, and I can't say I felt bad about not talking to him, because I knew it was something I had to deal with myself. And I don't know if I was just mad and not talking to him, or if I was mad at what he did and I wasn't talking to him. But time went on, and eventually his mom died, who was my other grandmama, who was just as great as she wanted to be. Well, she died. Then his brother died. So I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? So I finally talked to him, and we were fine. Everything was cool. We finally squashed everything. He was still dad. Then he started getting sick. And see, God just works in the way he works, because I'm glad we were able to mend things before he passed, because I don't know how I would have felt knowing I was mad at him for something that happened so long ago. My mom died in 98. He just died last year. So I probably should have let that go a long time ago. But I felt like I was doing what was best for me. But God fixed it, and then he took him. And I was okay with that, because I knew he knew that I loved him anyway. He knew I cared. I still knew what he did for me and my family. So it was okay. And moving from that, I've lost my mom, all through my dad, both my grandmothers. I've lost on my mom's side. I've lost, oh gosh, one sister, one of her sisters, one of her brothers. My uncle has lost his wife. My auntie has lost her husband. We lost my grandfather. We lost my grandfather's sisters. So I can't say I don't know what death feels like, but what I can say is my God is better and bigger than all of that. And we have to realize death is coming, and there's nothing we can do about that. But as long as you keep yourself grounded and rooted in God, you're going to make it through everything that's going to happen, because there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen. And when it starts happening, you don't have to question it. But now, although you don't have to question it, you can tell God you're mad at him. You can tell him you don't like what he did. There's a man at my church, Deacon J. Cornell Proctor. And if you're in Asheville, you know about Deacon J. Cornell Proctor. But he has always told me, you talk to God just like you're talking to me. And if you're mad at God, you tell God you're mad. So when he started, and he took my mom, I told him, when he started taking people, me and God, we set up and we really had a conversation. And I told him I was mad. I didn't act like I was mad, because he was still God. But he just knew I was mad. But that just shows that God is still real, because no matter with all of that, he still has kept me. He still has taken care of me. He's made sure I haven't been hungry. I haven't been naked. I haven't been homeless. He has still taken care of me. As mad as I was at him, and as much as I brought my serious to him, he still took care of me. And we sing a song and say, it doesn't matter how big the problems may be, because Jesus promised he'd take care of me. And through all that I've been through, with all those deaths and all those weaknesses, my God still took care of me. So as I'm getting older, here comes Mari. Oh, yeah. So in having Mari, I went to the doctor. Actually, Mari's dad and I had broken up. I was actually getting ready to move. My cousin had me a job in Atlanta. She said, well, go ahead and get your physical, and we'll take care of it when you get down here. Well, I hopped my little stuff on to the doctor, and she's doing all this stuff. And she comes back, and she said, well, Miss Hampton, did you have an idea you were pregnant? Mm-mm. And you don't have that idea either. She said, no, you are. I said, no, I'm not. So she looked at the thing again, and sure enough, I was almost 5 months pregnant. I was 4 months and 2 weeks pregnant. Now, my menstrual cycles was already abnormal, so menstrual 1 and 2 didn't bother me. You know, I got a little fluffiness down around the mid area, so that didn't do nothing to me. But I didn't realize I was pregnant. So I had to go tell him, oh, gosh, all right, well, we're going to have a baby. I don't know how you're going to feel about that, because like I said, we done broke up, and I'm ready to move. But I knew I didn't need to move. I stayed here. I stayed with one of my friends, so we got together. Him and I got back together. And, well, I'm just going to say this. Do not try to stay with somebody for the sake of a child, okay? It does not work. If you don't love that person and you want to be with that person, do not to use that child as the reason why you're trying to stay, because it's not going to work. Believe me, I know. So we tried. We stayed together maybe another couple years, and it didn't work. So by this time, him and I broke up, and I got into a really dark place in my life. I shut myself down from everybody. I wasn't talking to anybody. I wasn't doing anything. Then I found the chat line. Well, here comes somebody, and he's filling my head, and it's an older man, and, oh, well, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to put the baby in the nursery. I'm going to take care of this, take care of that. Again, I still want to go back to school. I still want to do this. I want to do that. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. But something in me told me not to. It wasn't going to work. I was just going to try it. Because when I left, all I did was tell the manager that I'm going to be gone for a while. I'm not giving up my apartment. I'm just going to be gone for a while. We moved 5 hours away, and we down there, and he doing this and he doing that, and my polar baby running around here eating apples off the trees and butter beans, and she's getting just as fat, and nothing is happening because he's not doing what he promised me he was going to do. I said, you know what? I'm going home. I'm going home. So he came home one day, and my car was packed back up, and he was like, well, Suge, where you going? Because he was an older man. Well, Suge going home. That's where Suge going. And don't try to stop Suge, because Suge going to be real mad at you. Let me go home. Well, just let me fix the car. Nope, I'm going to pray because my starter was messed up. I'm going to pray about this car, and this car is going to get me back up 40. So that morning we left out. I called a couple of people at church. It was on a Sunday at church and said, look, I'm coming home. Just look out for me. I tried my best to make that five-hour drive without stopping because I knew if I stopped, that car was going to mess up on me. But Mara got aggravated. She ran out of juice. I had to stop. I sat in Winston-Salem. It was only 2 hours from home. I was that close. I sat there for about 2 hours in the parking lot trying to get this car to start. I said, okay, I'm going home. I'm going home. So this man came by. He said a few things, and I showed him what was wrong, and he tapped on a couple of things and got it started back up. He said, all I can tell you is don't stop this car. Don't turn this car back off. I said, sir, you ain't got to worry about it, because when this car gets turned back off, it's going to be an Asheville. If the police would have pulled me over, they would just have to follow me to Asheville because I was not stopping until I got to Asheville. And just so happens, I got to Asheville just as church was letting out. And my pastor's youngest daughter, she's a big girl now, but her name is Deanna. That was my baby at the time. That was my heart. She came out that door, and she saw me, and she ran, and she jumped up in my arms. And to this day, she tells everybody, she came back because of me. It wasn't because nothing was going on. I came back because of her. She would tell you that. And maybe a little bit, but not all of it. But we're going to let her think that, though. But I just, again, chasing love. Don't do it. If it's not right for you. I had the signs before I left. Had I not had the signs, I would have just given my whole apartment. But something told me that it wasn't going to be right. Something told me it wasn't going to work. But the good part about that is I listened to those signs. And when I came back to town, I was actually coming back to my own place and my own home, back in my own room. I got my job back 2 or 3 days later. So it was like I never left. And every now and then I would have talked to him and, well, we could, no, Suge, we don't have nothing else to talk. I'm not mad at you, but we have nothing to talk about. Suge does no longer exist, okay? So that just, that wasn't going to work for me. So don't go chasing love. It's not right. Let the love find you. Because if it's right for you, you're going to know it's right for you. Don't be trying to put yourself, don't make yourself something that you're not. I was no country girl. I'm straight city. I've been city for 55 years. I don't know what it's like to live in a house where it's only 3 houses on the street. All the windows and stuff is wide open. Everybody goes to sleep with the doors open. Nothing's out there but a big old black field. I'm looking out the window like somebody looking back at me. I can't even tell. But it's him and his daughter and his cousin all on the same street. My baby, like I said, running around eating apples off the trees, eating butter beans, eating Living Mush sandwiches. My baby don't eat that stuff. And I looked at some pictures of her. She was sitting up on the tractor. I said, my baby getting fat. We got to have him down here. This is not the answer. I'm not a country girl. It's just that simple. So don't be something that you're not to try to please somebody else. As my daddy taught me, be true to yourself. And I was true to myself, and I came home. So I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I don't know if anybody got anything they want to say or ask. I will open the mics for you guys, though. Let me see. Where else? Okay, I'm opening. You will hear if your mic becomes open. So if you have something to say or ask, you can. No problem. Okay, I think I got them all. And if not, we can always continue. But I just thought I'd give you guys a chance. Anybody had anything? Anybody? No? Okay. You sure? Mm-hmm. Everybody's mic is open except for the ones that hasn't pressed one. Remember, if you want to talk, press one. But if not, then we can't continue. It's not a problem. I'm good if y'all good. Okay.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
I'm going to let you know I agree with what you were saying about not chasing love, because I'll tell you, I did that once, and I'll never do that again.
I know, right? Yes. It don't work for you. It does not. 434, you're open.
I had a child from chasing love, and my son, he would turn around and outright tell you. One day, just out of curiosity, I asked him, I said, Donnie, honey, do you want to see your real dad? No, because he a moron.
Oh. Well.
I told him, I said, you can't be talking about people like that. He goes, why? It's the truth.
Well, you know, they come up with their own decisions, so. Okay. Well, we'll move on. We won't be much longer, I promise.
Well, I'm just enjoying how the Lord is all around you, sister, as you share from your heart about your time and experience here in this realm. Amen.
Thank you, because it's nothing but him, nothing but him. You know, we like to try to make our life what we want our lives to be. And
good evening,
as I've had to...
and welcome to a very special episode of the Queen's Court.
Amen.
It's all right.
Amen.
Thank you for welcoming us to a very special episode of the Queen's Court. We appreciate that.
That it is, amen.
Yes.
It is okay. It is all right. I think he has something for us right there, I believe. But, yeah, you just have to learn how to listen to what God is saying to you. And we all going to come short. We all going to make our mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
440, you're open. 828, you're open. 434, you are open.
You're listening to a special episode of the Queen's Court. And, of course, AJ and the Squad here on the 6 Eyes Radio.
Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my soul didn't want to shine. But all of a sudden, you snuck up.
Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown.
And a very exciting girl.
Oh, special lady.
You gotta be a special lady.
Get down, Billy Brown.
All right, Harry Ray. Well, you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. You must be a special lady. And a very exciting girl.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court with the moment of black history. I bet you didn't know. I bet you didn't know that a 1990s DNA test revealed that Thomas Jefferson had fathered children with a slave of his named Sally Hemings. One of those descendants said he was a brilliant man who practiced equality, but he didn't practice what he preached. He owned people, and now I am here because of it. This was by Shannon Lanier, who said he was one of Thomas Jefferson's six great-grandsons. And despite how he felt about his ancestor, he did do a side-by-side photograph of Jefferson, but he refused to wear the wig. To this day, some of those descendants are still alive. It's the Queen with the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court with a moment of black history. I bet you didn't know.
To replay, press 1. To
He's so good with that, y'all.
That's right. That's right.
Thank
Whatever
you so
I can
much.
Do
I appreciate that. Well, like I said, we won't be too much longer. We're going to fast forward on to now. Well, we're going to go to Mari's graduation. Very proud mom. And in Mari period, Mari's always been involved in a lot. Starting probably about the age of 6, she's done gymnastics, she's done soccer, she's done basketball, she's done the marching band, she's done ROTC. So she just ran me from field to field, from court to court. And you know what, guys? I enjoyed every minute of it. I was tired, and it was like one day I know she was playing, and she was in the band, and she had on a band uniform, and then she went, she had to put on an RTC uniform, and she had to go back and put on a band uniform because they were doing something for the homecoming. But she loves doing things. She loves being busy. She loves being active. And then when she got ready to go off to school, oh, my God, that was so sad for me. And although she only went 20, 30 minutes away, but she was away. So I became an empty nester, and I don't know how many of you all have had to experience that, but that's a different thing in life. That makes everything just, when you come home to an empty home and all you hear is noises and little creaks, it really makes you think about things, and it makes you miss people. So I try not to go out there too many times, but she would call and say, well, Mama, you know, I need this, or how you doing? Oh, babe, I bring it to you. And then sometimes I'll call her and be like, don't you need something? But then after a while, it got to the point where it was okay because I know she had to live her life and do her thing. And then that's when I said, okay, now's the perfect time for me to go back to school. So, you know, she went on through and she graduated. She's working on her degree now. Her and I both are kind of pushing each other, but we're kind of racing at the same time to see who finishes first. But that's just our way of inspiring and encouraging each other also. What's going to be beautiful is when we do it together. That's going to be the great thing about it because I know it's coming. So she called me one day and she said, we were talking about something. And she said, somebody was lifting something heavy. So I said, that it wasn't you. No, she said she had lifted something heavy. I said, it was a good thing you weren't pregnant because you wouldn't be able to do that. And she got real quiet. And I said, hello, excuse me. Mari, did you hear what I said? And she started crying. I said, what are you crying for? She said, Mama, I didn't want to disappoint you. I didn't know what to do. That's when she told me she was pregnant. I said, well, Mari, you're not disappointing me, baby. I'm so proud of you, it wouldn't even matter. You graduated from high school. You're doing college. You're working. I can't be disappointed. Now, are you disappointing yourself? Because that's what's going to matter, because I'm not disappointing you. So she had actually, when she found out she was pregnant, she actually had a couple of her friends take her to this place called MAPS. And we actually had one of the people that worked there on here one time talking, did a show for us one night. and they would talk to her and give her suggestions, and she would go and she would listen and go and listen. So the last time she went, she said, okay, I'm going to go one more time, because at this point she really didn't think she wanted to have the baby. But the last time she went, they let her listen to the heartbeat, and that did it right there. She said, there's no way in the world I can get rid of this baby. I hear a heartbeat. That's a person growing inside of me. And I told her, I thank God that you were mature enough to tell me, because had you had the abortion and not told me, and then eventually I found out, I don't know where we would have been, because we've always been really close. But had it happened that way, I don't know where we would have been. So, you know, Journey's here now in his little self. So she went in labor on my birthday. But she tried. She tried to have him on my birthday. But he ended up having him the day after my birthday, which is still pretty cool because my birth date is 5/13. His is 5/14. And then hers is 8/14. So he's got my month and her date. So that worked out pretty good anyway. But she's a great mommy. You know, she has her moments of postpartum depression. And being young and not knowing, she really didn't know what that was about. All she knew was sometimes she felt like she didn't want to touch him. Sometimes she felt like she didn't want him around. And I told Samara, it's called postpartum depression. And it's okay. It happens. But when it happens, and I don't know, it's a lot of females on here. I don't know if anybody has experienced that. But you know when it happens, you need to be able to understand what's going on. It can be a very serious thing. There's been mothers who have hurt their children and hurt theirself dealing with postpartum depression. And like I told her, it's not that you're meaning it. It's just that your body, your hormones are out of balance right now. You don't know what's going on. And again, as a young mother, this was not what she had planned. She didn't tell y'all she was about to make the basketball team. So having a baby was not in her plans. But that's the whole thing. God's plans are going to always prevail. No matter what we plan, no matter how we try to have our life, God's going to get what he's going to get. God's going to have things just the way he wants them to be. And everything that God does is for a reason. So at that time, maybe it wasn't her time to do this, or maybe it wasn't her time to do that. But that baby saved her life. I told her when me and her dad broke up, and I had a real bad place in my life, having her kept me focused. And I told her all the time, you saved my life. Because had I went to that doctor, and that doctor not told me I was pregnant, and I went on to Atlanta, I'm just going to be honest and be transparent. I don't know what I would have got into. I could have got down there and got into all kind of stuff to where I might not even be here talking to y'all today. But knowing that I was pregnant changed my life, changed my way of thinking. So I told her, you saved my life. And now she tells Journey the same thing. You're at college, you're young, you're an athlete, you're out here doing all kind of stuff. You don't know which way you was going to go. But having Journey changed her life. And she tells him, my son saved my life. So we don't know sometimes what our plans are, and we're not supposed to, or we try to plan it. But God's plans is what's going to come through. And whether you like it or not, whether it was what you was expecting or not, it's the right thing for you because that's God's plan. So she, you know, she has her moments from time to time, but she's gotten a lot better with it now because she's doing more stuff. She's getting out more. She's finding basketball more and more appealing. It's getting back in her. She was actually supposed to be going off to school, but she had some issues with that. So she ended up being a basketball coach for one of the middle schools here. And she loved it. Oh, God. And those girls took to her so good. And I said, see, that's why you wasn't supposed to go to school yet, because you had to be here for those young ladies because their head coach was garbage. There's just all this to it. I'm sorry. She just was. But Mari being younger, they gravitated to Mari better, and they talked to her better. And there was this little chubby girl on the team that Mari said reminded her of her when she first started playing basketball. And she stayed on that girl, and she worked with her, and that little girl just felt like Mari was gold. I said, see, Mari, you weren't supposed to leave to go to school yet, because that little girl, as well as the older girl, needed you. This is what God had for you to do. So she, you know, she got past that. Now she's still in school. I said, she told y'all she's trying to get on this basketball team. She's going to start working. She's great. She's a great mom. Her and Journey have a great vacation. I mean, they have a great connection. And his name is Journey. So when she said Journey, I was like, well, that's really odd. Her whole thing is, That's her way of telling him how she was supposed to meet him. She said the path that she had to take and the journey she took to get to him. It's a beautiful story. She has a whole explanation for it. But the word journey means something to her. And it just, it's really sweet. And I watched them. And they're really, really good together. So, I don't know. Just at this point now, I'm living life, just taking it as it comes. You know, the chat line has become a big part of my life for the last, 10, 15 years or so. And I've met some interesting people, and now we got AJ and the squad and the podcast and the One Mobile Services, and I meet more people. And I thank God that he has just directed me the way he has directed me. And I'm blessed. I haven't really had a whole lot of tragedies in my life. Things that I thought were so major really didn't turn out to be that major at all. I just made them that way because it was things that I wanted, but I knew that wasn't supposed to have. Church is a big part of my life. It's my family's church. My great uncle founded the church plenty years ago because we just had our 95th church anniversary. So whoop, Trotstone. So yeah, all I can say is continue to follow God. And no matter where you think you're going to go, or if he's seeing you somewhere you have no idea why you're going there, just go. Because whatever God's got for you, he's got for you. And if he's sending you somewhere, you're already equipped to do what he has you to do. You just don't know it. You're not supposed to know it. God's got your answers. God's got your back. God has got your best interests in mind. Man does not. We want to believe man does. You want to trust in man, and sometimes they may be okay, but always keep God first. And no matter what you do, no matter who comes along, no matter who tries to see your joy, who tries to see your peace, whether it be cancer, HIV, whether it's your body aching, whether it's somebody down the street trying to defame your name, whether you didn't get the job you wanted, you didn't make enough money, you're fine, whatever the case may be, trust God, and he's going to make it okay. And I always tell yourself, you may not be where you want to be, but you're better than you used to be. And somebody else out there think your life is a fairy tale and would love to be living the life you're living. Because somebody is always going to be doing worse than you're doing. But what you're doing is exactly where you're supposed to be. So thank God that all is well, and when you woke up, everything was good. Everything was fine. Was it the high mansion on here? No, but it wasn't a cardboard box either. Was it a Tesla or a Ford Range Rover? No, it wasn't, but you wasn't walking in the snow either. So be thankful for what it is that God has for you, because what's for you is just for you. He's not going to give it to nobody else. Can't nobody take it away from you. But you just have to be ready when he give it to you. Because when those blessings start coming and start flowing and flowing and flowing, I'm going to stand beside you because I want some of it. I'm just saying. When your cup starts running over, I want some of something. Keep your hands out, because God has got so much in store for each and every one of you. I promise. This ain't just something somebody told me. Trust me. I know, because I have struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled, but I never lost anything. I've never been homeless. I've never been hungry. I've never been without. I might not have the best of it, but I had it. I might not have had the most of them, but I had it. So I know for a fact God takes care of me. God is good to me, and I strive every day to be just as good to him, because when I stand before him, I want him to tell me, well done. I feel like my name is already halfway there, so hey, I'm in there. But I thank you guys for listening. I'm proud of myself because I didn't cry. But I thank you guys for listening. I thank you for supporting me. I see some people, and I really thank you for being where you are. And to you, AJ, let me back up. Mr. Six, I want to personally thank you for entrusting us with your baby, with your network, because this has been the most amazing experience for me. And I know it has been because I've opened myself up. I've never been the one to be the talker. I know y'all. Y'all believe that. I know y'all do. But I've never been the one that would be the first one to grab the mic. I've never been the one to jump up and say, I want to speak. I've never been that person. But now I've always been told that learning how to speak in public comes from church. And I did have that. But this has opened me up also. And we were doing this for a while. And my own city didn't even know I was doing this. Few people here or there. But I have gotten so comfortable with this and so complete with this because I know this is changing lives. And I've opened up myself, my world, me, to this now. And I thank you for trusting us to be able to do this because this has not only made a big difference in my life. I can only imagine all the people that we've touched, all the people we've connected, all the people that have been networking just through this. And I want to say thank you so much for allowing us to be able to do this. To the squad, you all were handpicked. AJ came to me, and we said, and we handpicked each and every one of you because we knew each and every one of you had something to offer. As this flower grew, all y'all put y'all's own seeds in, and we have blossomed into this beautiful creation. And I thank each and every one of you for what you're bringing, what you're doing, even the ones that don't can't be with us all the time. You helped us start this. You helped us put this together. So you're going to always be part of the squad. And I love you guys. Thank you so much. And to AJ, oh, my God.
Breathe.
I know I told you one day. I told you one day that I had words to describe you from A to Z. And I did. But those words described you. But if I could use the words to describe what you do to me and what you mean to me, I can't find it. You have opened up your world to me. And when somebody tell you, I trust you, that means a lot. They can tell you I like you. They can tell you I want you. They can tell you I thought about it. But when somebody says, I trust you, that means a whole lot. And for everything that you've been through in your life, for you to tell me I trust you, that means the world to me. And I know you do because you've opened up yourself to me. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for thinking of me as that kind of person to be able to trust me. I thank you for bringing me into the squad. I thank you for what you've done to my life because you brought a lot to my life. You've envisioned a lot. We've worked on a lot of things together, but the things that you brought in my life has made me a complete person. I can honestly say I am complete. When the squad say they complete, I can honestly say I'm complete. I've got a lot going on, and God knows I stay busy and I stay tired. But everything I'm doing is because I want to be doing it, because I'm getting fulfillment out of doing it, because it's changing somebody else's life, because it's changing my life, because it's opening doors for me. It's opening doors for others. So, AJ, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done, everything that you are, everything you will be to me, to the squad, to the queen, period, just who you are, your very existence, and I thank you for who you are. Okay.
See, you're going to try to make me cry in front of everybody again. See, I told you.
So with that being said, I really am done this time. I'm going to open up these mics. 440, you're open. 336, you are open. Let's see who else we got. 415, you're open. 850, you're open. 440, you are open. 828, whoop, whoop, you are open.
Whoop.
let me see. Okay, 434, you are open. 850, you are open. And I think that's everybody. So if anybody has anything they want to say, any comments, suggestions, questions, answers, however you want to say it, your mic is open.
Hello. Hello,
hi,
everybody.
Yeah.
This is Destiny.
Hi,
Destiny.
Hey, Destiny.
Hey, how are y'all doing? I know I missed part of the show, but I just want to tell you, Miss Queen, that I am so proud of you for doing your story. It really means a lot to hear your story. And I just want to ask you, throughout all of the deaths that you've been going through, how did you really deal with it, you know? How did you really deal with the deaths that you've been going through back-to-back and stuff like that?
My family is awesome. Even both sides of my family. With my mother's side, we lost a lot. My dad's side, we lost a lot. But I can honestly say I've been blessed to come from two great sides, and we've been there for each other. But what hurts me now is I feel that distance now. You know, we tried the dinners. We tried the 4th of July celebrations. We tried the cookouts, and they're just not the same anymore. But in the beginning, having everybody around each other and having everybody there for each other really makes a difference. It helps. The pain never goes away. It just becomes bearable. And when I have to tell myself that I have to keep going because I have Mari, and I have to be just that, I have to keep going because I have Mari. But some of them, it comes and goes. Sometimes I miss my grandmother, my dad's mom. I mean, Mari was talking about her the other day because all of us, when we had our kids, when we had Mari and all our kids, everybody stayed at grandma's house. Stayed at grandma's house. So Mari told me one day, she said, Mom, that's not fair because when we, y'all had us, y'all had grandmama. Well, we don't have grandmama, you know. And I was like, no, y'all don't. I'm sorry because all of our kids got kids now. Because we used to go to grandma's house just to sit up there and just, she was always at grandma's house. And then my mom's mom, she, like I said, she sold candy, so we was always up there in the candy dishes and the lily dillies. But that was just Mom. That was grandma's house. So just having everybody around and just knowing that God was going to take care of us, it helped a whole lot. Anybody else?
Amen.
I want to ask you this question. Miss Lady,
go ahead
and
try to do it.
Go ahead, baby.
So when Mari get ready to come to you,
mm-hmm.
and she's ready to make that change that you made that change when you moved, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you moved that, when she's yeah. ready to, you know, take the baby,
yeah.
the little baby with her,
yeah.
and go off to move away from you,
yeah.
What gonna be your words that you can, you know, give her as somebody gave you? You know, I'm sure some words when it was your turn. Do you think you would give her the same words, or do you think, you know, you'll have something fresh and ready for her when she get ready to go?
I'm hoping prayerfully enough I'll have something different from her for her because
mm-hmm.
nobody gave me anything. I
okay.
did mine instinct. I did mine because I was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, her dad and I had broken up, and my mom had died.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend in the whole wide world, she died like 2 weeks before my mom did. So here I was to depend on my mom to help me get through her, and then my mom
mm-hmm.
died. So I was at a really, really dark place in life that I didn't want to feel with nobody. And then I met him, he came along and said some things to me, and I was gone. So the best I can tell her is if this is what you want to do, do this for you, do this for your child, make sure that these are the things that you want done in your life. And that's the best I can tell her. Pray for her and just hope that she's doing it for her and her son and not like I did, because I did not. I did it because I was looking for love. I did it because I was lonely, because I was hurt. And it brought me right back home. And I thank God for the lesson, because now I know that home is where the heart is. And my heart wasn't down there being sugar, eating no damn apples and no butter beans. And we came home.
Thanks.
Amen. May I?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Amen. Wow. You know, I have mad respect for you, Ladybug. I have mad respect for you.
Yes, ma'am.
But I wrote a song about 6 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't understand why God gave me that song. He written it on the table of my heart. And the
mm-hmm.
title of the song that I wrote was Licking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you in your story tonight. Sometimes we pick up pieces, you know, because we're trying to mend ourselves back together. And I heard you say, you know, don't stay in a relationship for you want to stay in it for your children. Because
right.
that would be the worst mistake that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many men that stayed in relationship because they're children. And I guess
yep.
because one thing for sure, that's love that they know that they don't have to fight for, because the children love their parents. The daughters
mm-hmm.
love their mom. The sons love their mom. You know, they love their dads. But to try to keep a relationship holds you in hostage and trying to hold on to something that's no longer there, you know,
right.
and then when you make the error of mistakes of looking for love in all the wrong places because you're seeking something that you didn't have. But I heard you say tonight, amen, the stamina, the vision your mom, your dad, and imparted
amen.
Within you. You took that, you capitalized upon that, and that too increase the woman that you are in Amari's life and in Journey's life, you know, and now I can truly say that you found true love. You found true love in Brother AJ, you know, that makes it all worthwhile. You know, sometimes we have to go through the cotton, picking cotton. Sometimes some of the
mm-hmm.
cotton is whiter than the other cotton, and you wonder why this cotton is so dirtier than the other cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing for sure, there's a task that we all have to face in life, that we have to go through in life. But if we stand still and wait, I said, upon the Lord, instead of, you know, rebounding. A lot of times
right.
we rebound
right.
because we want that love. We want it. We just got to have it, you know, just got to have
yep.
it. But if we learn to wait, I said on the Lord, and I know you did. I seen you hurt several times, and
mm-hmm.
I prayed for you. But I'm so pleased. I'm so confident. I'm so confident in the love that you have now. I'm so confident in the confidence that you have within yourself now, you know, and so forth. So I'm grateful for this story tonight. I hadn't heard it, but I'm glad that I had an ear to hear, and I'm glad to see where you're at now. And the apple didn't fall far from the tree, from your mom and your grandmom and so forth. It didn't fall far from the tree, because that love that's within you, you give back to those children, to our
mm-hmm.
babies. And that's so important to me, to give back
yeah.
to our babies, to make them feel love, to know that they're loved, that they don't have to look for love in all other wrong places.
Right.
See, I look for love in the wrong places because I thought love came with being abused,
mm-hmm.
being neglected. I thought love came with if a man didn't hit you, he didn't love you. I thought love
right.
came with them talking down at you, calling you a nothing and using the B and the H word. But
mm-hmm.
now that you know that you know that you know
mm-hmm.
that when you catch hold and grab hope, and you said the profoundest thing tonight, you had God on your side. And whether you had that $5 to get you back to Asheville,
right.
you dropped that zero and you find yourself the
and
hero. And I'm so grateful for the hero that's in your life today. And I just hear wedding bells. I hear wedding bells. And when we take our eyes off of what it looks like and put our heart on what it is, everything will work out according to God's will. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for Journey having you in his life and learning how to let our children grow, go, and find love. You know,
yeah.
be loved. You know, we don't know the task that God has for them. You know, and I can tell you it was hard letting my two beautiful daughters go and my son go, and then letting my stepson, my stepdaughter and them go to find that love, you know, because if we try to pick love for them, then that's
right.
Mistakes and error. But then when they find love, we have to learn how to let them go and wish them the best. We have to learn how to let them go, because we have instilled all that we can instill, and we're still going to be mama and grandmama and nana.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my loved one, my boo, that's going to be my boo, my baby. But then in the midst of it all, we have to let them learn how to grow and have their own wings. Have their own wings to teach them how to fly. And that's just what the birds do. When they have one, they push them out of the nest and let them grow. So I'm grateful just to see the beautiful woman that Amari is. And I see that vision for her. I see that vision, CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I see MSN.
Okay.
I see all of that for her.
Yep.
And what God has for her, it is for her. And I know without a doubt that you're going to be there to support her, you know, no matter who's in your life, and you're going to be there to support Journey and all those babies in school that you leave a mark on. And that makes me happy as a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother, and a spiritual mom. That makes me happy to know that we can smile, because we know that our hands is in trusted hands, our children is in trusted hands. And the key word, trust. That
trust.
Key word is trust.
Exactly.
Trust. Trust him with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding. But in all our jacked-up kind of ways, let's trust the Lord, and he will lead you on that path. So we're looking for wedding bells. Ain't no doubt about that. Ain't no doubt about that. And I know that it's going to become manifested. God bless you, Ladybug. And no, I'm grateful for this story tonight. I'm grateful for it tonight. You know, I was telling others earlier, we all have a story. And no matter what your
story
is,
that's
your story. Amen. And we tell God, thank you. And to look back and to look at the mark that your mom and them left behind. Amen. You know, I know they can say you look like your mom now, and you do things like your mom, and you know, you think like them now. So, you know, she always left something behind, and she's always that angel that's sitting in your upper right corner. God bless you, and
thank
I'm completed.
You. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I know tonight is the Queen's Court, but you allow me to sidetrack your program for a second?
Of course, sir, of course.
All right, hold on, just hold on.
Why, we got some up your sleeve, I tell you.
Hey, always, I told you. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I got some of my P's and Q's with him, boy, I tell you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's always something good, so.
Always.
You're listening to a special episode of the Queen's Court and, of course, AJ and the Squad here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is for you, my queen. For all that you are, for all that you do, thank you. I appreciate you. And you will forever be my lady.
It's all about the woman I love, huh? The number one, the only one to get to this.
My lady, I will cry for my lady, baby. mind to come between when you want it. Oh, cause she's your friend when you're weak, when it's clean, when you need it. Oh, you can never get enough. No, no,
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady. I'm
a lady.
Radio Network, Amen. AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court with a moment of black history. I bet you didn't know. Muhammad Ali learned that a man was about to jump off a building in 1981. He raced over to the scene to convince the stranger not to kill himself. While confronting the suicidal man, Muhammad Ali told him, "You're my brother. I love you, and I would not lie to you." And eventually accused the man not to jump off the building and took him to the hospital. Saving someone he didn't even know turned out to be his own brother. It's the Queen with a moment of black history. I bet you didn't know.
Wow.
To replay.
That was something. Somebody just texted me, Simon. I'm going to guess. Let me clear this up right quick. And they mentioned the children. I personally did not talk about my passion for children because I know where it would have taken me. I will say I have worked in the school system for almost 20 years, and I've worked at several after-school programs. But my purpose for not bringing up the children is because that's where I would have stopped at. Nothing else would have been said because anybody knows me know how deep my passion is for my babies. So that's why I personally did not bring up the passion for kids, because I wouldn't have got nothing else done. I just would not have. But if they want to know that, I have worked with kids. I have worked in the school system for almost 20 years, about 2 years away from retiring. Whoop, whoop. And, everybody knew my passion is for the kids. So that's why I did not bring it up, because I already knew I wouldn't have got any further than right there. But we have a 216. Your mic is open.
216. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hey.
Hey. All right.
Hey.
Nikhil. And I came in on your story when you was talking about your mom, and that really touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through my mom, going through stage 4
brain cancer, and she's getting weaker and weaker every day, but we're still praying. But I know, you know, she's not in any pain, which I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. It's just that the pressure's putting a lot of pressure on her brain, and it's affecting her like she's having Alzheimer's or dementia. Mm-hmm. And some days she remembers, some days she doesn't. Right now she's struggling to speak, and it's hard to hear her. And just trying to be in control. And I know my mother's a very strong woman, which is where I get my strength from, and I'm thankful for that. But also know that she does not want to be a burden on anybody. She doesn't want to be in the position of where she's not in control of her body. And that's the hard part, you know. It's like some days she's just in a daze, you know, just staring at the wall.
Wow.
And it's tearing me up to see her like that. And I know she doesn't want to be resuscitated. She does not want to be put on a feeding tube. She just said when it's time for her to go, let her go ahead and go on to the Lord. And I'm thankful. Last Saturday, the 25th, was her 77th birthday. So
wow.
I'm thankful because 7 is my lucky number.
Amen.
And if you guys are close to your family, your loved ones,
mm-hmm.
keep reaching out. Keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't express how deep I am so thankful for the mother that God chose for me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We didn't ask to be here, but we're here, and we're thankful that, you know, we have the mothers that we have full of that love who will just go all out. You know what I'm saying? It's like when times were rough and my mother would say, well, let me take a bite off your plate and kill the poison. I never knew. When I was a child, I never knew. I just thought it was a little thing. Never knew it was because she wanted to make sure that we ate, and she took a bite off of each one of our plates just to have little something on her stomach.
Right.
Is that not love? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm thankful. I am thankful.
Yes.
Amen.
So, you know, it's hard for me and my brother and my sister to see what's going on, and I'm not there to take care of her like I want to, but my sister's there, and it's a lot on her. My brother's on the road driving. It's tearing him up, you know. But we know our mother wants us to all stick together no matter what.
Yeah.
And honor her wishes. And she said when she's gone, take care of what we got to take care of, cremate her, and have a celebration.
That's right.
That's her wish.
That's right.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I in on that part, I promise you, I teared up hearing you talk about your mother. Not my mother's like,
she was awesome.
I look just like my mother.
Amen.
So it touched me because I said, wow. And I'm from North Carolina, too, so I'm like,
woo-woo.
Oh, my God.
Amen. About the Carolina
women.
Amen. 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 May I take a pause for the callers?
Amen.
Ms. Nikhil, I hear you. I feel you. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, God, as humbly as we know how. Lord, just to take this pause and cause for your daughter, God, for our sister, God, and her family, God, a brother, Lord, and a sister, God.
Lord, that you would give them the strength, God, to endure, God. Lord, we know, God, that this is a hard thing, God, in losing our mom. Lord, in the name of Jesus, but God, we ask, Lord, that you give them the strength, give them the ability, Father God, to hold fast to your unchanging hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even though Miss Mikkel can't be right there, God, prayers can go where she is not, God. And Lord, as we reach out to your nail-scarred hands, God, we ask, Lord, that you will bless them, strengthen them, God, in a way like no other. Touch a brother that's out on the road, God, going up and down those highways and byways, God. You know what he stands in the need of, God, and reads from the table of their heart, God, and strengthen them, God, build them up where they're torn down, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, that you have all power in your hands, God, even when she get in that moment, God, where she want to cry, God. And, Lord, that you wake her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and let her know, God, that you got her in the bosom of your arms, God, that you got a family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify your name. And as we stand with Ms. Mikkel tonight, God, we know, God, that you're on the main line, God, and she can call you up at any hour, any time of the day, God. And, Lord, you just a prayer away, God. You're right there, God. You promise you'll never leave them, nor will you ever forsake them, God. And, Lord, you say where they are, you are also there with them, God. So, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would do it just like you say that you would, God. Continue to be their limelight. Continue to be their strength, God. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the days of trouble, God. And, Lord, they're trusting in you, God. They're leaning on your everlasting arms, God. And without you, God, we can do absolutely nothing. But Lord, as we stand and touching, amen, we're agreeing with our dear sister tonight, God, that you bring her the comfort that she needs, God, to be able, God, to sustain it all. And Lord, we thank you for the blood, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over her and her family and all those affiliated, associated, related, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them tonight, God, that you continue to hold them. You continue to mend them, God. And you continue to give them understanding. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, for hearing our humble cry. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yes,
the love and the prayers, and continue to be strong.
Yes, ma'am.
If we all go through our journeys, we all go through our
experiences. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We got
love you,
you
too, Mikkel. We love you.
We got you.
Yes. Amen. Thank
praise
you.
God. Amen. I'm completed.
Let me do this right quick before,
hey, Daddy.
Before I get in trouble.
Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
Yes, God.
Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to say you guys are doing an awesome job. AJ and the squad, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Working
thank you.
To do your best to make the station just continue to grow. So I want to say from Six Eyes and myself as the station manager, thank you and continue to enlighten us and keep growing.
Thank you.
Thank
you. It means a lot. Thank
absolutely.
You.
I mean, that really
thank
does.
You.
That really does mean a lot. Absolutely.
Thank
it
you.
Really does. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yes, it does. Well. That was great. Thank you, guys.
It was.
So much.
Very proud of you. Great job, Abby.
Thank you. I want to thank
you. Anything I can do to help.
Thank all my 828ers out there that came through supporting. I appreciate that. And I definitely want to thank my baby, Amari, for stepping out of her movie to come introduce her mom, and she did it so eloquently. I just love that little chick. She's actually at the movie. She's going to see Creed. Don't worry, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Oh, goodness, I can't. I can't wait.
Okay.
Yes, so she said, I said, well, do you want to record it, and I can just send it to him? And she said, no, I'll just step out the movie. Just text me when it's time. So I know she's not on it now, but thank you so much, Mari, for that. That was beautiful.
Amen.
And when I told her what she needed to do, she said, Mama, that sounds like the Church Easter program. I said, well, that's kind of where the format comes from.
She said, I don't know.
Okay, I was wondering. I said, well, they said that's where you learn how to speak at in church, so hey.
Hey.
Amen. I thank you guys for your support, and thank y'all for allowing me to do that. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for opening up and sharing with everybody, all of America and all the other 60 other countries that were tuned in tonight. Of course, all our Facebook listeners, we thank each and every one of you.
Yes, yes. And thank you for you doing something on that production side over there. And, you know, hey, you got a whole nother thing going on with you. You got to look good with that over there.
I'm trying.
The funny thing, he says, well, I don't I'm just going to do my part, and you know, six, I got the squad. Each one of them, you know, I'm just the coach, you know, special qualities, you know, I put them together, you know, and I'm not going to be saying much. I'm just going to, now he's talking, he's producing the show, and he's cooking.
I try to do what I can help. And like I said, we all have a special quality, and I'm just trying to add my quality to do what we can do together as a family. As they say, there's no I in team. And like I said, I would not be able to do what I am doing. I would not, you know, what we have grown together, you know, Queen and I, you know, and her baby and everything in the squad. Like, I wouldn't, none of that would be going on right now. So I'm very thankful. And like I said, it's not for me to brag about. It's not about ego. It's I'm just playing my part. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do to make sure we win. You know, it's not about me being the captain, but like I said, this is my squad. This is our squad, and I will do whatever it takes for us to win. As long as I don't end up in jail, I have to lose my life. Other than that, ride or die. You know what I'm saying? Ride or die.
Yeah, this is what makes it so good, because we all do have those certain qualities. You know, there's no. We probably could all do what each other's doing if we took the time and trained somebody, but we all have a special quality that we're putting together. And it's not stepping on nobody's toes. It's not saying, well, I wanted to, but you did. We all have our own special quality that we put together and makes a great picture. It's almost like a puzzle.
Right.
We all got our own little piece, and no two pieces are the same. But once you put them all together, it's a beautiful picture.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I want to... I want to pat myself on the back. Due to not getting angry, because I'm a very happy guy, and I just want to applaud myself. Way to go, Six. Way to go.
Well, we're all proud of you. We're very proud of you.
I think right now, like we always do before we get up out of here, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change.
There you go.
The courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all, as a family, say,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No, God is great. Know that.
Amen. That's it.
Yes.
Six, you get a free cup of coffee.
You got a free cup of coffee coming your way.
Thank you.
She's most welcome.
Okay. And a Krispy Kreme donut.
Hey, now, you're talking my language now. Hold up now. Hold up. Wait a minute now.
Oh, do y'all know what today is?
What is
today
it?
Is De La Soul Day. So tomorrow.
De La Soul.
De La Soul.
De La Soul.
Now, what's crazy is they just got their rights back to their catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one member left of De La Soul.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
you know, we just want to send out condolences to the family, the group. You know, their music still lives on. But, you know, to get your rights back and then not be around to enjoy it. Same thing that happened to Prince. As soon as Prince was about to get his catalog back, that happened.
Yep.
Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but they had on The Simpsons. If you look at The Simpsons, they predicted that way back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, The Simpsons they predicted a lot of stuff. There's quite a few things The Simpsons have said has come true.
Six, I am also myself somewhat of a conspiracy theorist, but if anybody goes and does their research, they will find that Prince was in a battle with Sony for his rights. He was trying to buy all his masters. He was fighting for his masters. And I can say I've heard this story before, and then something happened. You know, so and he's not the only one who's gone through that. But a lot of people, you know, they tell us what they tell us on the TV, but if you don't go and do the research, you know, and really understand how sick and twisted the industry can be when it comes to certain individuals. Prince was a very, very powerful person, but he was a very positive person. You know, that man had great music and great movies, but he really was a very influential person. As far as giving back, he really was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was great. It was. If you got a chance to see him in concert, it was great. I had the pleasure of three times.
I would love to have seen that in concert, right?
Yeah.
And the very first time I saw him, it was him, Prince. It was Prince. It was Kiss. Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And he had Larry Graham and Chaka Khan. Now, they didn't come out at first.
God,
wow.
At first, it was just Prince and Kiss.
Right.
And then he said, you know, y'all enjoying Kiss? Are y'all enjoying Kiss? Well, let me hear you. And everybody started screaming. He said, well, I got some special guests to bring out. Chaka Khan, come on out.
Do you remember that? Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Yeah,
I done went nuts.
Yeah, that's it.
I remember when all the females was wearing the same haircut that, I don't know about y'all, but everybody was wearing the same haircuts that Prince had. Y'all remember that? The girls, females? We had that same cut.
He
was wearing
his
hair just like
too.
A girl.
And Toby Braxton. But
I
can't do that. That's too short.
Yeah.
My head too big for that. So.
What you say?
When he brought out Larry
Graham,
it was a great show, man. That's all I can say. Great show.
Just like tonight was a great show. Absolutely.
Tonight was a great show. Queen shared her story. You know, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it just goes to show. And she loved those kids. She loved those kids.
Oh,
you
know? Yes.
And you can't fake that. Now, when I grew up, I actually had teachers. I really had teachers when I grew up. You know, and for this generation to have Queen, that's great because that's like a diamond in the rough because a lot of these teachers you know, it's like the cops. You know, there's good cops, there's bad cops. But for the good cops, kudos. And for the good teachers such as Queen and the others,
You know, that's great, but it's some teachers that are just there for that paycheck. They want Friday to get there, and it's not the same love. You know,
it's not.
You know, because a lot of times, you know, outside of being the teacher, they're the counselor. Sometimes they're the mom. You know, sometimes they're the big sister. You know, whatever the child is lacking at home, that's what the teacher is there for those 8 hours that they're in school. You know, so just kudos. It's kudos.
Sister Boy came from line the other day, and he was running in the cafeteria. So one of the ladies was saying something to him, and he just kept on running and doing whatever he wanted to do. So I was sitting there, and I heard it. I ain't saying nothing. He came through, and I rung him up and everything, and he said, I got $2. Can I have some popcorn today? I said, put them $2 back in your pocket. And he said, well, I said, cause that woman told you 3 times to stop running. And you just did whatever you wanted to do. I said, I heard you. I said, so that $2 you got in your pocket, put it right in the bank of it because you're not buying a thing today. He said, but, I said, you got something else to say? He said, no, ma'am. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, get on out of here. You end up being mean. You don't get to buy nothing. You being mean. No. Not like that. But he came back the next day just as sweet as he wanted to be.
He wanted that popcorn.
My popcorn.
He was. That's my point. You been out there showing out.
May I say something before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
Absolutely.
Miss Nicole, I am so grateful that you joined in with the Queen's Court tonight and you showed up. And it's so wonderful to hear your voice come through. So thank you for coming to hang out with the Queens tonight.
Absolutely.
And that's a special and a unique thing. Thank you for hanging out with the Queens. Miss Nicole.
No, you're welcome back. Anytime.
Sister, did I hear you to say May 13th? Did I hear that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if we're still recording, because I can't seem to place my hand on an adequate pen, amen, but my heart is willing. If we're still recording, I can come back and catch it and rewind. And if everyone is in agreement, I would so much love to know everybody's born day, month, and day. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Everybody but Six Eyes. We ain't worried about that. It's born day somewhere in the year. We'll get to that in a minute. But everyone, amen. But no pressure. No pressure.
Amen.
Oh, good night.
Okay.
And a hush over the crowd.
Well, think it over. My reason for knowing. My for wanting to know is for good intentions, amen. Like I know Missionary Ken's born day, Sister Emily's born day. I want to say Sister Ruthie's, our Sister Nikhail's. Let's see now. I now know yours to you. Our Sister Queen, I know yours now. I do know Six Eyes, of course. But but I'm still missing my sister. Yes, yes, Evangelist Clayton.
July 28th.
I don't know yours yet. You said July 28th?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Okay, bless you.
Thank you.
And everyone else think about it. No pressure. It's just,
well,
I would like
tell
to know.
You, mine is June 4th, so I'm a Gemini, so.
You're June as well? June?
Yes, I
okay.
am. I'm a Gemini. I mean, as I tell people, it's the gem in I. So, yes, I am. I am.
Okay.
Oh, I need that.
Told you, y'all, he's just not serious. He got some point in your trap.
But so, Sister Pranger, I can't.
And my sister, yeah. I gave it to you one time. You must have seen it.
So then I have it. I have it then. If you give it to me, I got it. I just want to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going down, and I said, you know,
we did
I
one
better
time
ask.
For it, yeah.
Her birthday is the same day as my cousin.
You ain't talking about Cousin Gerard?
My days.
Cowboy?
What just happened?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Besides Radio Network.
Only on it. Only.
Okay.
That's
well,
nothing left, Jay. You want to give us that?
Right, and once again, everybody, don't forget, tomorrow, 11:30 Eastern PM time, kicking it with 6, DJ ATL, and, of course, Miss Nicole, and, of course, our very own Pride and Joy.
Pride
Make sure y'all
and
check
Joy.
Them out every Saturday.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Giving y'all the news you can use.
Yep.
I thought that was cute.
It is. I
it's
like that.
Hot news to
I
give
like
today. It's some hot news to give. It's some hot
it's
news.
All right
to
with
give.
You. Can we borrow that? Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Trying to bring some good information.
Yes.
We do at every opportunity, 7 days a week.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Some hot news to give.
Yes.
Y'all see they find the gentleman in. Carolina, Alex Murdoch, guilty.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to be guilty.
You're right.
Double murder.
5-6 times.
Double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to kill his wife. All he had to kill me is
it's
going to work out. Just in support.
It's in the squad in the Queen's Court with a moment of black history. I bet you didn't know. Did you know that Samuel L. Jackson was expelled from Morehouse College in 1969 for holding Martin Luther King Jr.'s father hostage during a protest to improve the life of black students. Before he became a world-famous actor, Samuel L. Jackson fought tirelessly to improve conditions for black students on his college campus, even holding M.L. King's father hostage to draw attention to the issues at the school. While administrators agreed to some much-needed changes, Jackson was still kicked out of school. This is the Queen from the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad with a moment of black history. I bet you didn't know.
You go, Sammy Jackson.
You bet right, sister. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, thank you, Mari. You did a great job.
You're
thank
listening
you.
To a special episode of the Queen's Court. And, of course, AJ and the Squad.
Hey, baby, how are you?
6 Eyes Radio. Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that I might feel like some kind of wonderful
love? Just wasn't a secret. It was all Houston songs.
The thing about it is so innocent. I wasn't looking for it. Came knocking at my door. I'm trying to do things right, but I'm about to lose the fight. Cause spending time with you, well, it feels so good, and that's the truth.
Right.
And every day with you, I swear it brings me closer to my only reservation. It's you, my
I find my happiness in someone I barely know. I like to take it slow, but you're so different, boy. You're breaking all my rules. What is it in your smile that makes me feel the way that I do? I'm trying to live my life, and I'm trying to live it right. Oh. If I desire you, well, it ain't because I'm trying to. But every day with you, well, I swear it brings me closer to my only reservation is you, my sweet temptation, baby.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Props.
Yep. Good night,
DJ.
Thank you. Good job. I'll
check out tomorrow, DJ ATL and Mr. Six, with the lovely Cole and the lovely Miss Pride and Joy.
That's right. All right, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
In the Queen's Court.